Might not be officially fall, but it sure feels like it. So it's time to leave behind the frivolity of summer vacation reading. On Tuesdays, Nancy Pearl brings us book recommendations. Today she tells my colleague Marcy Silman about a new work of nonfiction that Nancy could not put down.
This is a book called Soldier Girls, The Battles of Three Women at Home and at War, written by Helen Thorpe, whose first book was a fascinating look at Hispanic teenagers in Denver, three of whom were undocumented and two of whom were American citizens, and their lives when they turned 16 and all of those things like getting a driver's license where you need to be an American citizen. And the difference is a fascinating, fascinating book. This is her brand new book. Soldier Girls is the story of three women, one in her 50s, one in her late 20s, one not even 20 yet, who sign up, who join the Indiana National Guard before September 11th, 2001. And this is their stories throughout the next decade plus.
Wow, that's ambitious.
It is ambitious, and it's a book that actually is just was... I read fiction and nonfiction because there are a lot of lives and a lot of things I'm never going to do and that I know nothing about and don't have any experience with. And this is one of those. This is one of those topics.
What do we know about Helen Thorpe, who wrote this book?
Helen Thorpe actually was married to John Hickenlooper, who was the governor of Colorado.
Oh.
So she is, I believe, a sociologist. But the thing about Soldier Girls is that it not only gives you a picture of life in the military for women, but even more than that, it's the story of what serving, whether you're in the Indiana National Guard and you're a woman, so you're not in, what those tours of duty in Afghanistan and Iraq do to you, whether you're in a combat situation or not. And it's a picture of war, and it's a picture of women struggling for equality and how they achieve that or don't achieve it. But when we think of PTSD, we think of it really only happening to or mostly happening to people, men who have been in combat situations. All of these women came back from their one or two tours of duty with some form of PTSD. And, you know, they joined the National Guard for various reasons. One, the woman was in her 50s when she joined.
That's astonishing to me.
You know, the other one joined because it was a way to pay for her college education. The National Guard, you can't be a single parent and join the National Guard. Two of these women... Or one of these women especially gave over the guardianship of her children to her family so she could join the National Guard. They have different political views. They have different views about the role of women in society at large. Two of the women in this book, Helen Thorpe uses with their permission their real names. One has changed. She's changed the name. Huh. And to read these is to give people a view of the military establishment, of our involvement in Iraq and Afghanistan, especially a different view. A different sight line into what's happening. I finished this book about 2 weeks ago, and I have really not been able to stop thinking about these three women.
Mark of a good book. It's called Soldier Girls, and the writer is Helen Thorpe. Nancy Pearl, as always, a pleasure to have you in.
Always my pleasure, Marcy.
Nancy Pearl reviews books every Tuesday on The Record. You can find all of her recommendations at our website, kuow.org. Just search for Nancy Pearl. A correction, by the way, not only does it feel like fall, it is fall. That started on September 22nd.